This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. State Insurance Commissioner Ralph Hudgens has again taken some fire for remarks he made about the Affordable Care Act, often called Obamacare by both sides in the debate.
Right.
Last month, at a Republican Women's Club meeting in Evans, Georgia, the commissioner likened coverage for pre-existing conditions to someone calling an auto insurance agent after a wreck and asking for coverage. That part of his talk was videotaped, and it was released this week by the state Democratic Party. Commissioner Hudgens joins us now in his office in downtown Atlanta. Commissioner, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Dennis. It's great to be with you.
First, let's hear part of what you said.
But say you're going along and you have a wreck, and it's your fault. Well, a pre-existing condition would be then you calling up your insurance agent and saying, I'd like to get collision insurance coverage on my car. And your insurance agent said, well, you've never had that before. Why would you want it now? And you say, well, I just had a wreck. It was my fault. And I want the insurance company to pay for my to repair my car. And that's the exact same thing on pre-existing insurance.
Just to establish things, that was you and you
didn't
say
that.
That
was me. I said that, and it was a very, very poor choice of an analogy. The thing that the Democrat Party has twisted out of context when I said that it was my fault, the wreck was my fault, and they're saying that a woman with breast cancer is not her fault. They're beating me up over that. This is all a diversionary tactic by the Democrat Party in Georgia to take the focus off of their failed Obamacare rollout. What I should have used an analogy, I should have said, you come home and your house is on fire and you realize that you don't have adequate coverage. So you call your agent and you say, well, you want to expand, you want to up your coverage so the insurance company will pay the full value of your house. The point I was trying to drive at that time was that these premiums are going to go up dramatically. And as we have seen, they have as much as gone up 198% here in the state of Georgia. Many states
you for just a second. In talking to the folks at Blue Cross Blue Shield, this was admittedly a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
The initial premiums, and we're still in the process. We don't know how much they're going to go. Initial premiums are kind of lower than folks expected.
We're not in the. I mean, those premiums have been set. They filed them with us. We approved them, and they have been set. Now, granted, the 198%, I said as much as 198%.
Yeah, it's been lower than that.
But a lot of them are doubling. A lot of them are going up 50 and 60%. It depends on what coverage you had and what coverage you're going to receive. But the point is the insurance companies have got to be able to price their product in accordance to what they're covering.
So you're saying you did not mean to imply that pre-existing conditions are a person's fault.
No.
But then why did that jump into your head? I mean, a cynic might say, hey, look, he was talking to a Republican women's group, but it's a friendly audience. He said what he really thought.
Well, no. What I was trying to say is after the accident, you were trying to extend your coverage. Mm-hmm. And if it's somebody else's fault in an automobile accident, then their insurance, whether it be uninsured motorists that you purchase or their insurance is going to pay for it, the only way your insurance company is going to pay for it is if it's your fault. I chose a very, very poor analogy, and I should have talked about a house on fire. You know, lightning can strike your house and it can be on fire, but you could be not adequately covered and you want to increase it after the event.
Let's pick up on that point, circumstances rather than whether a condition is one's fault or not. Let's take one example. A married woman is on her husband's plan at his place of work.
Right.
She has a pre-existing condition. They get divorced.
Right.
So now she has to apply for coverage of her own. Is that situation something that she should, A, feel bad about or has any responsibility for?
No, it's not her responsibility, and she ought to be able to select this coverage if need be, go to a high-risk pool to get that coverage.
So that's not her fault either?
No, it's not her fault.
You mentioned the Democrats a moment ago. Here's part of the statement from Democratic Party Chair DuBose Porter, who served in the legislature.
Right, and was a friend of mine.
These remarks illustrate how callous and out of touch Ralph and the Georgia Republican Party have become. It's awful to think you could tell a woman who was just diagnosed with breast cancer that it's her fault. Now, again, you've already addressed
that's not what I said.
The fault issue, but the bigger issue he's raising, the out of touch issue. How would you respond to that?
Well, I don't think I'm out of touch, Dennis. I've had members of my family that have had pre-existing conditions. I've got friends that have pre-existing conditions that have developed conditions that if they were not currently insured or at least insured with a large group or even a small group, if they went in the individual market, they couldn't get coverage. I'm not so calloused as to say that a woman developing breast cancer is it's her fault. That this is DuBose Porter twisting this issue around, and what he said is preponderous. It is just unbelievable, but all he's trying to do is cover the fact and divert the attention of the citizens in Georgia away from the failed rollout of Obamacare and the train wreck that it is becoming.
Someone might say, okay, well, Commissioner Hudgens has said the problem is Obamacare, and we're doing everything in our power to be obstructionist, however one feels about the ACA. How responsible is that since it's the law right now?
It is the law, and we're doing everything that the law requires us to do. We have up on our website directions. If you're on there and you want to access healthcare.gov, we've got a link that they go there. Now, good luck after you get there, whether you get on or not. But you know, I said this to a Republican Party meeting in Rome, Georgia, and I didn't realize that I was being videotaped. I didn't realize that the Democrat Party had sent this young lady to Augusta to sit on the front row. I saw her. I asked people, who is that? Nobody knew who she was. And soon as we finished with I finished my speech, she jumped up and ran out of there like somebody was after her with a shotgun. And I said, well, there we go again. The Democrats are so afraid of Ralph Hudgens that they're going to try to get anything they can to try to make him look bad, I guess.
They might reply, well, is he saying that it's okay to say one thing to a friendly audience and something else to
absolutely
another?
Absolutely not. I think
so you would have said the same thing to anyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've used that in Rotary clubs. I've used it in chamber events. I've used it anywhere I'm asked to speak. I generally, if my schedule allows me to go, I've gone. But let me tell you, I won't use the analogy of a car wreck again.
You've also said, and I think I'm quoting you correctly, but tell me if I'm not, that you hope Obamacare explodes.
Implodes.
Implodes.
Implodes is
okay.
My word.
Very good. Someone could argue, well, okay, if you're saying you're doing everything under the law, is there some kind of, I don't know if sabotage is too strong a word, but some effort for political reasons to make sure that it doesn't work?
What am I called on to do? I mean, I can't be negligent of my duties until I'm given a duty and asked to do it. And I was given a duty to certify the rates for the exchanges. The insurance company sent me the rates. I thought they were awfully high. So I asked the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, to have her people look at them to tell me if they were too high. That there's only two designations on a rate. It's adequate or excessive. And so after I had then had outside actuaries look at them, and they said they were all adequate, none of them were excessive. Well, one of them was excessive, which the company then rolled their rates back $10, which made it then in the adequate range. I certified these rates, and that was my responsibility. The second responsibility that the General Assembly has given me in my role as insurance commissioner to license navigators, which I have done, and the last I checked, there are 77 licensed navigators in the state of Georgia. But my responsibility is to license them. They need to be fingerprinted. They need to have a background check. They need to take a test, and they need to take 10 hours of training on Georgia laws. And so once they do that, I'm there to protect the consumers, Dennis. I'm there to make sure that we don't have the situation like they had, I believe, in Kansas, where there's not only a convicted felon being a navigator, but somebody that's wanted on an outstanding warrant. Now, how safe is a person's critical, vital information when they give that to a person that is a convicted felon and wanted for an outstanding warrant? And I don't want that to happen in Georgia. I want to protect these consumers.
You said earlier that for pre-existing conditions, you know, people need to be able to pay for what the insurance companies need to be able to charge for what it would cover, or,
right,
or a high-risk pool.
Right.
But isn't part of the argument for the ACA that if more people are insured, more people get coverage, the risk is spread out,
right,
and those folks will be able to pay less for those pre-existing conditions? And what's wrong with that?
Not those folks pay less. Everybody.
Everybody
would pay less if you can expand this pool. All insurance is spreading the risk. And the more people that you get to sign up and pay the premiums, then the more the it costs for the outlier is going to be diminished, and mm-hmm, and but the insurance company still got to pay for it.
But shouldn't now, the state make it easy for people to do that?
How am I making it hard? I'm not doing anything. What's making it hard is that people cannot get on to Obamacare, cannot get on to healthcare.gov. This was supposed to be ready for prime time October 1st, and here we are December the 5th, and still people cannot get on and sign up. The deadlines have been shoved back, and I said, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, and if you dig in your files, I said, Obamacare's not ready for prime time. It's not. It's still not ready for prime time, and very, very few people in Georgia are able to sign up at this point in time.
What would you say, though, to someone who says, look, yes, the administration has caused a lot of its own problems, but if you use a word like obstructionist, are you in some way contributing to making it more difficult, granted that the administration has certainly had its own problems with this?
Let me turn it around. If I said I'm going to do everything in my power to make Obamacare work, I'm gonna do whatever it takes. Has it been any easier? Has anybody else been able to sign up in the state of Georgia? Absolutely not. The point I'm trying to get across is what I say doesn't really have any impact on a federally facilitated exchange that is operating in Georgia that is not working.
Are the uninsured caught in the middle here in this battle between Democrats and Republicans, opponents and supporters of the ACA? The idea that everybody wants is to make sure that people are covered who can't afford coverage now or who have inadequate coverage. Are they caught in the middle here?
Everybody's going to be caught in the middle on this, Dennis, because so many people are, quote, having their insurance canceled. Now, canceling any in Georgia. We're telling the insurance companies, please give these people the right to renew their policies before December 31st so they can continue their coverage on until December 31st or before December 31st of 2014.
Aren't most people not going to have their coverage canceled, number one? And number two, if they do have the existing policies revoked, would they be able then to go on the exchange and find coverage that might or might not be better than what they have now?
It's going to be a richer coverage, but it's going to be a lot more expensive. As I told you earlier, you've got to price your policies according to the coverage that's extended.
State Insurance Commissioner Ralph Hudgens. Commissioner, thanks so much for giving us this
time.
Thank you,
Dennis.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.